From theindependent.co.uk, a British man has been accused of trying to shoot Donald Trump, but pleads guilty on lesser charges. A 20-year-old British man, accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump at a July rally in Las Vegas, has pleaded guilty to the lesser charges of being an alien in possession of a firearm and disrupting an official function. Michael Sandford from Dorking in Surrey was expected to stand trial in October and faced up to 20 years in a US prison. But after signing a plea deal with prosecutors, he's likely to be jailed for no more than 27 months. A sentencing hearing will be held at a later date. Following his arrest during a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino on the 18th of June, Mr. Sandford told police he'd been driven from California to kill the Republican presidential candidate. He tried to grab a policeman's gun to attack Mr. Trump, but he did not get hold of the weapon and no shots were fired in the incident. On Tuesday, Sandford appeared at the US District Court in Las Vegas, where he told the judge, "I tried to take a gun from a policeman to shoot someone, and I'm pleading guilty." His mother, Lynn Sandford, has said her son suffers from autism and depression, and that he might not have understood the consequences of his actions. Miss Sandford told ITV News this week that she'd pressed her son to sign the plea agreement. "I was very relieved that he signed it," she said. "It was a bit of a battle because he's quite headstrong." The family now hopes Sandford will be repatriated to the UK for his sentence so that he can receive treatment close to home. His lawyer, Samo Chahal, said a psychiatrist had determined that Sandford was delusional at the time of the incident. Quote, "Michael was not in control at the time of the events and needs help," Ms. Cahal told the Associated Press. "He is desperate to return to the UK to be near his family as he has no ties within the USA."